more than 100 community members fill Wrangell's Civic Center's main gathering room. Normally, the crowd would be unusual for a borough-led meeting, but then again, the city's making way for major developments and new opportunities. Officials are applying for a $50 million EDA, or Economic Disaster Grant, for the landslide in 2023 that killed 6 people. Key potential projects include deep water port redevelopment, waterfront expansion, and a reservoir flume upgrade. The total investment is more than $50 million, with $10 million coming from the borough and the rest from partnering businesses. For 4 years, the city's been trying to figure out what to do with the deepwater port 6 miles out of town, which stopped being used after a sawmill closed. The city now wants to collaborate with Alaska Marine Lines, JAG Marine Group, and GreenSparks Data Center at the port, aiming to create 150 jobs. JAG Marine is a maritime fabrication and vessel repair firm that normally works with larger maritime craft. They would build a new shipyard, which could alleviate backlogs in their Ketchikan and Seward locations. GreenSpark would install a small-scale data center aiming to use 3.5 megawatts of power, potentially reducing utility rates. And Alaska Marine Lines is the region's main barge company, which is interested in relocating the barge ramp to the area. The city decommissioned the ramp last year due to deteriorating infrastructure. Community members expressed concerns about competition with local shipwright businesses, but JAG insists there is no competition because they only work on large ships, U.S. government vessels, and tug and barges. Residents also voice environmental concerns with the data center, which are known to consume a lot of water to cool the facilities. A data center this size uses at least 70,000 gallons of water each day, which is comparable to more than 200 households. But CEO Sam Anoka says the data center would use a closed-loop water cooling system, essentially recycling the same water. A Cordova resident who happens to be in town for work is here and says to be cautious about partnering with the data center. Casey Kinsman says the GreenSpark data center in his own community hasn't gone well.
From a community member, it's been underwhelming and underperforming. So it's been years and we have not seen this output that was promised with you and the deal you made.
He says the community hasn't seen any savings in energy rates, like the company mentioned, and he wants to hear about the lessons the company learned. Anoka says the pilot project in Cordova was intended to serve local computing needs, but that didn't materialize. He says AI grew rapidly, resulting in a greater demand for energy. Additionally, the data center is not on the road system, presenting another challenge. He says the company is still learning in Cordova, and they're building from that. Another big ticket item the city is proposing is developing the waterfront, which they've considered for 20 years. City officials say it would enhance cruise ship docking, community facilities, and green space. Additionally, a flume project would reduce water loss by 15%. This flume transports water for the drinking water reservoir and is in really bad shape. The city wants to replace it with a concrete flume. Borough Manager Mason Villarma says it's time to move forward with these plans.
We want to get out of the cycle of plan from 2009 and plan and plan and plan, and then we never do anything. So we're trying to act on the plan.
The city is also exploring a land exchange with the state's Trust Land Office to secure 266 acres for development in exchange for a 27-acre parcel adjacent to the golf course. The Trust Land Office plans to subdivide the 266 acres and sell them as residential lots. Wrangell officials say this could bring in more housing opportunities. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.